All righty. What do you say we do some Proverbs today? Let me hitting Proverbs 28 today. This is episode 241 of Proverbs Every Day. We'll get started right after this important song break.
Stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. To get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. Bring wisdom your way. Why shouldn't nag? Men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like a vice. Show people your wise. Get wise. Open your eyes. Every verse, there's a lesson to learn, a spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day.
Chapter every day you realize,
guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise.
Get wise,
it's no surprise.
Yeah, all right. Welcome, everybody, to Proverbs Every Day. Gosh, I just realized I don't think this is, no, it's not right. All right. So I need to correct my little code here. There we go. That's right. All right. Well, welcome to Proverbs Every Day as I take care of logistics on the fly here and, you know, we like to keep it nice and interesting around here. So, yeah. Good stuff. All right. Well, let me pray for you and then we'll get started today. Father God, thank you so much for yet another day that you bring wisdom to us, that you don't make it a mystery that we cannot unfold, but something that we are instructed to seek after and not just have given to us blindly. So we do praise you in the way you've designed us in that way that we can learn more in the journey than just by osmosis. So, Father God, thank you for that. But we do ask that you would give us the patience and the fortitude to continue down this journey. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's roll it. Yes, indeed. All right, Proverbs 28. Let's get this rolling. The wicked flee. Oh, sorry. I should always say that they were reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible this month. And so just a couple more days. Yeah, hard to believe, huh? Four more. Chapter 28. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a land is in rebellion, it has many rulers, but with a discerning and knowledgeable person, it endures. We've highlighted this one before, that it's that concept of not having a sense of itself, you know, and that's very true. Yeah, it is kind of interesting to think of having many rulers in a situation like that, but with a discerning, knowledgeable person or a leader, then it endures. And so that is something where it's a very difficult concept for us to grasp sometimes, but it's generally true. And I'm not saying we're there, but, you know, I'm not sure how America specifically is going to get back to that. There's just a lot of rebellion. And so we need to learn to agree before we can be led. And I just don't see a lot of that going on, unfortunately, but that's what we should be seeking after nonetheless. And, very commonly here, a destitute leader who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no food, or a wicked man, a destitute leader, a wicked man who oppresses the poor. Yeah. Those who reject the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law battle against them. And maybe see here that it's not a literal confrontation here, but just the keeping to the law is a battle in and of itself. It's a more passive way to fight, I guess you could say. So you're not actually in conflict directly. You are taking the battle in a broader sense, but yeah, hard sometimes, but that's the point. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand everything. You know, given our translation note of the destitute leader up here, wicked man, I'm wondering if that is a similar kind of a way to note that, is that, you know, it's not just evil men, it's evil leaders in general do not understand justice. And so that the counterpoint of that would be seek the Lord and understand everything. It's not rocket science, but it does take actually slamming on the brakes for a second in your brain and saying, wait, If the evil part of this is this, then what's the opposite of that? It's seeking the Lord to understand. So it's not hard, but it does take us stopping and actually being intentional. Verse 6, better a poor man who lives with integrity than a rich man who distorts right and wrong. Or twists two ways. Find those in-betweens. Verse 7. Yeah, it's nothing like 20. Okay. A discerning son keeps the law, but a companion of gluttons humiliates his father. Whoever increases his wealth through excessive interest collects it for one who is kind to the poor. In other words, those that are, and I've railed on this before, but I probably just will continue to rail on this, that I don't think that there is a lot of grace in my heart right now for people that are exploiting and the poor by basically just giving them things and then just charging so much interest that it is actually very excessive. And it's happening more and more. And the numbers don't lie here, that it is becoming a bigger problem than it has been ever. And we seem to be just, we're distracted by other things. But the reality is that collects it for one who is kind to the poor. It sounds like that whole Robin Hood kind of thing, but ultimately these things are temporary, and these excessive interests and gaining wealth that way, is ultimately a temporary thing. It doesn't win out in the end. It's not something where, there's a long-term plan there. And so those people are basically just going to end up spending it or losing it to those that are of a better, more biblical mindset. That's what the Bible says. Verse 9. Anyone who turns his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer is detestable. The one who leads the upright to an evil way will fall into his own pit. The blameless will inherit what is good. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. And again, this is when you say things like "a rich man," that doesn't mean all. I don't think. I think it's just a matter of just saying that you can have someone who's rich in their own eyes, and or rich and wise in his own eyes, and that's just. You know, discernment allows you to see through that. It has nothing to do with your wealth that makes you wise, in other words. When the righteous triumph, there is great rejoicing, more glory. But when the wicked come to power, people hide themselves. The one who conceals his sins will not prosper. But whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy. It is fascinating to me that we're living in a society that is so supposedly transparent. And I think there's like a blindness by, if you say a lot of things, people are just assuming that you're saying everything. So if you're sharing a lot of things online, people are assuming that you're sharing your entire life online, that sort of thing. It's becoming a new way to conceal these things, is to literally build a narrative around something else, so, to the point where people don't see what's actually going on in your life. So it's not just staying quiet and living out in the hills. that is a way to conceal your sins anymore. That's not being the way it is. But it's not just a matter of turning from them. It's also confessing and renouncing them. That is the thing here. And so it's being willing to be that true transparency, and that's where mercy comes in. And it's really more with God than anything, but I think there is room for the true renouncement of that. True renouncement, not fake. Verse 14. Happy is the one who is always reverent, but one who hardens his heart falls into trouble. It's weird to see these contrasts. You don't think of being reverent as being happy. Yet that is exactly what we see here. And so sometimes we have to be okay with how things actually make us feel instead of how we think the world would like it to look or whatever. And so we think of reverent, we think of, quiet and just the stoic kind of, or not even stoic, it really just kind of like more of like a shy, reserved, that sort of thing. Or that's what reverent looks like to us. But what it actually is that there is a peace in that. You've found a boundary marker, and you know you can live within that whole space within those boundaries, and there's freedom and happiness in that. And so that's what that actually means, is that, you know, I'm reverent. I've got things in their right place. But if you do harden your heart, if you make it so that you're not willing to take those instructions and take those things that are going on around you into account, then that's where you fall into trouble. You're not happy. Verse 15, a wicked ruler over a helpless people is like a roaring lion or a charging bear. A leader who lacks understanding is very oppressive, but one who hates dishonest profit prolongs his life. Talking to leaders a lot lately. And I think this is a pretty big key. A lot of people that are modern leaders get it into their head that they're being put into a position because they know what they're talking about. And that's actually not what leadership is. John Maxwell says that leadership is influence. And it is actually forming those relationships that are informing that. So if you, a leader who lacks understanding, is actually oppressive because it's just about their agenda now. And it's not about anything else. It's just about what they want. And so they're not a leader at all. They're a tyrant. And so I think we need to be talking more and more about this, of saying that, you know, we need to understand what leadership actually is and be okay with being led by those that are called into leadership, and being okay with that being the truth, and not just being led blindly by tyrants. I think there actually is very much a call to that, especially within the church, very much so. And so I'm very big on that this year, especially. That's a really big theme for me. Verse 17, a man burdened by blood guilt, or the blood of a person, interesting, will be a fugitive until death. Let no one help him. That's a very odd thing to put in there, isn't it? Just randomly. It's like, that's more like a law than a bit of wisdom, but it's very interesting. I'd let no one help him. That's anyway, sorry. That was one of those where it's just like sometimes these are just out of left field, and you're like, what? Why? What does that have to do with anything? And it's one of those things too, where I do continue to read things like this and study them, not because they matter in the moment I'm in, but there might be a moment where it does matter. And so I can't predict what that would look like in our modern world. I don't know, but it's here for a reason. And so I have to believe that there will be a time where this does come up. And so studying even things that, like this, that don't seem to have any relevance is still important for us. Verse 18, the one who lives with integrity will be helped, but one who distorts right and wrong will suddenly fall. Or it's twisted regarding two ways. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's another notion here about the distorting right and wrong will suddenly fall. There's a, when people overstate what's going on in their lives, or they play the tragedy card a little bit too much, there is the bottom drops out from them pretty suddenly. I've seen this happen with a lot of folks. In fact, I know for a fact that just some people watching right now that know exactly what I'm talking about, and some people that really just get so caught up in constantly just distorting what is actually true that they just got caught to the point where they just suddenly their life just fell apart, and you know, they found themselves destitute. And so it's important not to just allow these little things to happen. I don't know why, but there is a spirit of this going on in trying to break into my life lately. And it's making me angry. You know, there's these little things. It's like, you know, just say this little distortion, and you know, it'll be okay. And I'm like, no, you know, like literally like there was this notion that I had I very stupidly the other night didn't ask my wife about something that was going on in her life, and I don't know why it escaped my attention, or I didn't even bother, but it really hurt her that I didn't even ask about it. And there was this notion of like, well, if you just say you just forgot or whatever, you know, and try to make it so that you maybe you tried and you weren't hurt or something like that. You know, these little voices in your head that like try to do these little stupid little things. And I'm like, no, that's not what happened. So why would I try and save face with that? You know, it's just like, so you got to fight against these little things, even the small little things that seem to have no true impact. You know, there's always those temptations to try and save face and try and, you know, make it better. But the only thing that can make it better is by living with integrity. And so even in my life, there's little things that need to be brought forward and revealed in the light. Otherwise, yeah, it just gets worse and worse and worse. I don't want that for my life, and I don't want it for yours either. So let's highlight that. Oh, verse 19, once again, the one who works his land will have plenty of food, but whoever chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. I call this the modern YouTube verse right here. It's like, it's why this comes up so frequently in Proverbs, I think, is this is not unusual, but there are these notions that, oh yeah, you just, these days it's like the AI thing, and I am so over it, but it's like left and right in my world. Like literally, like I'm having people tell me that I should give up on what I'm doing and become like an AI influencer, that I should start making videos about making money with AI. This is literally happening in my life. And I'm like, are you, what? This is a fantasy. This is like, I don't, this is just a road to poverty. And it's right here. It's right. It's very, very true. But there is that whole notion of no, just get out and work the land, meaning do what's in front of you. You know, the talents that you have, work on those, work on developing those, you know, the gifts you've been given. I don't, you know, like use the word exploit, but use them. You know, they've been given to you for a purpose. It wasn't just to make you feel good about something. Get out there and do the work. And whatever that looks like for you. And there's no, and hear me on this too, that there's no like one work is better than another work. If it's something that is your God-given passion, then go do that. Get out and work the land. All right. Here we go. Verse 20, and it's actually verse 20 this time. A faithful man will have plenty of blessings, but one in a hurry to get rich will not go unpunished. Right back with that, right back to it. Verse 21, it is not good to show partiality, yet a man may sin for a piece of bread. In other words, there always seems to be justifications. But sin is sin. And we can't back in. I should see if I can find this song and play it for you guys. I'm sure it's somewhere on my hard drive, but back in the late 90s. I had a band, so we were actually the band for the youth group, but we also ended up doing a lot of like local crew for concerts and things like that. And so so we got to meet all these musicians that were they're coming in on tours and whatnot. And so it was a lot of fun. But we had eventually released an album, and one of the songs that was just kind of fun was this catchy little. A number called Sin is Sin. And the idea was you can try and you know, cheat your talk your way out of it, but sin is sin and you won't get in. In other words, is the only way to get into heaven is by having Jesus cleanse you to be that sacrifice for you. So it was kind of a fun little like upbeat number. But anyway, so when I saw this, that made me think of that song. And so it's in my head now, which does you no good because you're not hearing it. yes. Okay. So my mom knows what I'm talking about. She has the CD. So she can go play it after this. classic stuff. Need to work on getting all those, like re-released or something like that. You know, it'd be fun. verse 22, a greedy man or a man with an evil eye is in a hurry for wealth. He doesn't know that poverty will come to him. One who rebukes a person will later find more favor than one who flatters with his tongue. As smooth as tongue. Okay. So, yeah, this is always a tough one, because sometimes I think we rush to rebuke people that are too foolish to hear it. But at the same time, you know, being a rebuke is better than flattering. So I think that comes through true as well, you know, of saying, you know, if you're, you know, in a situation where that like your silence is probably the better choice, but it's better to rebuke than flatter in that kind of situation, I'm sure. Verse 24, the one who robs his father or mother and says, that's no sin, is a companion to a man who destroys. Sorry, we're back to the sin thing. Awesome. Verse 25, a greedy person provokes conflict, but whoever trusts in the Lord will prosper. Verse 26, the one who trusts himself is a fool, or trusts his heart is a fool, but the one who walks in wisdom will be safe. What's been stuck in my head is the song I released on Saturday where I almost didn't do it this way, but the start of the chorus, says the foolish says, this is my truth. That's this right here. Anybody who says the phrase my truth is automatically a fool. If you utter that phrase, you have identified yourself as a fool. Period. End of list. If you say my truth, you're done. It's like everything you say after that is like the Peanuts, the teacher in Peanuts. Like, wah, 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 wah. That's all I hear. Walk in wisdom and be safe. Walk in truth and be safe. Don't try and distort it. The one who gives to the poor will not be in need, but one who turns his eye away will receive many curses, or who shuts his eyes will receive many curses. When the wicked come to power, people hide, but when they are destroyed, the righteous flourish. You know, one more thing about this, the trusting in yourself being a fool. It shows us that we're not the first to experience that kind of generational call towards just trusting your own truth or anything like that. Yeah, it's something that's part of human nature, is to trust your own experiences or trust in that sort of thing. Well, the problem with that is the more we have life, the more trauma we just get, the more of that we, I don't want to say inherit. It's more just like those life experiences build and build and build. And if that's what you're trusting in, then what is your result actually going to be? I think of a person I encountered a couple of years ago that literally asked for a high floor at a hotel, like they wanted to be on an upper floor, but was terrified of elevators. They were traumatized and didn't want to get in an elevator. They were too afraid. Yet they got a high floor. It's one of those things where it's like, that's what it looks like to me whenever you see these kind of things, where people are trusting more in their own experiences than in trying to grow from wisdom from others that are speaking into their lives and that sort of thing. And really walking in wisdom in that way, it really does just blow my mind sometimes how people are just so utterly self-destructive in these ways. And we're seeing some real extremes right now, which kind of have me a little concerned about, gosh, is this going to get worse? I don't know how to answer that, but I hope it doesn't. But in any case, way to end the episode on a downer there, Deej. Good stuff. In any event, I'm curious about this enough that I want to see if, I want to see, I'll take a moment here and vamp while I see if I can find that song on my hard drive. I'm curious enough now that if I could, put it up for you guys, I totally will. So give me a moment to search this out while I, awkwardly just keep saying words. And yeah, so we'll see if this actually gets anywhere. Doesn't look like it. Like I said, not a big surprise here. All right. If you're willing to stick around for just like 2 minutes, I think I know how I can make this happen. this is weird, but just give me a minute. I'm just gonna be off camera for just a second, and I'll be right back with you. This officially might be one of the weirdest things I've done. And of course, it's not working. Okay. Kind of one of those, is it plugged in kind of moments? And I think I'm realizing that it is literally not. You'd think the technology guy would just be all about this kind of stuff, right? Yeah, not so much. Oh, okay. So what I have to do. I'm making a system try and work that doesn't want to work like I want it to work, if that makes sense. So I have to do this, and I have to do a bunch of stuff you can't see because that's the way we roll. And I'm literally pulling up a music collection from. Like I said, this was 27 years ago. Yeah, I think so. All right. I can't believe I'm doing this. All right, here we go. Or I've loaded the wrong track.
by me. So you can try to make it on your own. Try to take it. When the end has come, you'll find me easy. And what are you gonna say when you stand there and Jesus asks you, what have you done to let you in? Will you try to reason with him or fall on your knees and beg for mercy? Well, that won't matter, cause
all right, I'm going to let this play out. I know it's really quiet, but we'll just let that be a thing. I'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys.